Welcome to 10 Buddhist Meditations for Non-Buddhists by Matthew Bentley, narrated by Matthew Bentley. Introduction. Hi everybody, my name is Matthew Bentley. I'm just going to go over in a very brief, concise and simple form a secular approach to Buddhist meditation. So we're going to be discussing meditation, we're not going to be talking about anything to do with Buddhism. And there's no religious component to any of these meditations per se. Now, when we say meditation, what do we mean exactly? Well, generally, meditation tends to involve some form of mental activity, usually with the eyes closed, but not always, often rhythmic, often relaxing, usually to put you into a particular brain state. And that brain state is very similar to what people get from chanting and from prayer. There are many, many, many different types of meditation, but very roughly they fit into four categories. Concentration, mindfulness, compassion, and analytical. Concentration meditation is probably the one that people are most familiar with. That's when you focus on a particular object, whether it's something external or the breath or your pulse or a mantra or something like that. And when the mind goes away, you bring it back to your meditation object. And the purpose of those kinds of meditation are twofold. One is to slow the mind down, to drop the amount of ongoing thought and processing that's happening in the brain, but also to sharpen the mind. So it's about slowly and over time getting your brain used to the fact that you can tell it where to go, you can tell it what to do. And in that way, increasing your control and your capacity for concentration. Concentration naturally leads on to mindfulness. Basically, mindfulness is strengthening the part of your mind that is able to observe without reacting. So to observe what is going on either internally or externally with awareness, without reacting. Now, there may still be parts of you that are reacting. You know, if you're getting poked with a hot needle, then some part of your body is probably going to react. But the part of the brain that we're talking about is that simple awareness that is aware of the reaction, that is aware of the state, but in itself is not reacting. So in essence, you're increasing your capacity for observation, neutral observation. And that can be useful in a lot of ways, which we'll go into later on. Compassion and loving kindness meditations, these take various forms, but they're all essentially about increasing one's capacity for goodwill towards oneself and goodwill towards others, even those that you find difficult to get along with. And if you're wondering what the purpose of that is, if it just feels like something hippy-dippy, well, it's actually a lot easier to deal with people, even obnoxious, terrible people, if you have a mind that is not reacting to them so much, that is actually maintaining some level of beneficial calm. And the last category is analytical meditations. So these are generally a little bit wordier. They tend to be guided meditations, and they're often about trying to get you to think in a meditative context about certain aspects of life, for example, the way that everything is always changing, or your attachment to people, things of this nature, and to try and view them in a different way, in a more beneficial way. So we'll go into a few of those later. So for each meditation exercise, I'm going to start with a brief introduction, just telling you what's going to happen, what's going on, and then we'll go into the meditation itself. Now, for some of these meditations, there's intended to be long periods of silence where the practitioner can meditate at their own pace without guidance. However, at these points, we're going to have to prompt the listener to pause the recording as the audiobook services don't allow long periods of silence. I apologize in advance for the inconvenience. So we'll start with concentration meditation. Chapter 1, Breath Awareness Introduction. So now we're going to do
Sample complete. Ready to continue?